Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection, our ritual to get together two like-minded people who are passionate, who have this love for bodybuilding, training, fitness, and improving the overall quality of life. So here we are. It's Monday morning. It's a holiday here in the United States. I always look forward to Mondays. And the reason why, it's just this new optimism that this week, no matter if I've fallen short of my standards in the previous weeks, I always have Monday morning to start off optimistic, driven, that this week is going to just be a great week. So how are you feeling today? Are you taking this holiday week off? How do you feel about that? I mean, you know, I talk a lot about how to doing the little things every single day to put yourself forward, to get just a little bit closer to your goals, both inside and outside of the gym. And if you have a full-time job, how are you piecing together your dream together? Is it schedules? Is it plan? Are you doing things early in the morning before you go to work? Are you doing things when you get home, no matter how tired you are? Are you working on those life goals on the weekends, morning, noon, and night? How are you piecing it together when you have that full-time job? I'm curious. I'm curious how you're putting together all these ambitious plans that you have for yourself. And I'll tell you, if you're listening to a podcast like this, if you've been listening to these podcasts, I already know. Because like I said, I've been doing this for years. I've been connecting with people just like us for years all over the world. If you're the type of person to listen to this podcast, you are a person who is driven to slowly but surely doing whatever it takes to create that better body, that better overall quality of life. And you should give yourself credit for that, because most people don't even do the little things like putting yourself in an environment like this one to hear this kind of information. And if you're like me, it may never seem to come fast enough. Your goals, making progress, doesn't matter how much focus or attention, you know, it's not coming fast enough. And that's okay. I want to tell you, that's okay. I'll tell you, I have these two boards that has all these ideas and things that, man, I know. The things that make it to this board are just things I know will make an impact on you, helping you reach your goals, helping my business, Mass Machine Nutrition, taking that to the next level. A great article that I'm going to write that's just going to change everybody's perspective and give them clarity to reach their goals, whether that's with bodybuilding and training or manformation. I tell you, these boards are just filled up with these ideas. It's just that how do I make them all happen? You know, the weeks seem to fly by. The only way to do it is to just chip away and look at these boards every single day and realize that, you know, some weeks I don't make any progress towards them, but that's okay. I just keep on keeping on. I keep on chipping away, stealing that 20 minutes here, that 4 hours there, you know, maybe pushing aside for an entire week so I can focus on one. Slowly but surely, I know they're all going to get done, no matter how much time that it takes me. And because, you know, I journal, I keep, you know, my ledger pads full of these type of projects and my daily list, I can surprise myself and go back, oh, wow, I guess I have accomplished a lot. But how do you do it? How do you do that if you have a full-time job? I remember, you know, when I was writing for the Muscle magazines and I was traveling and competing in shows, preparing for shows, guest appearances, I had a full-time job, you know, and it was more than, I managed a lot of people, had a lot of responsibility, worked probably at least 50 hours a week. And what I always had to do, and I trained, and at that time I was probably doing two trips to the gym every single day. I had my, you know, weight training, did some cardio at night, and many, many, many times those articles that appeared in the Muscle magazines were done at 2 o'clock in the morning when I had to get up at 5 o'clock the next day, you know, stealing time early in the morning. My lunch breaks at work, a little bit here, a little bit there. It never came fast enough, right? But I look back, I just chipped away. How are you going about doing that? And do you share my feeling of frustration sometimes that you have all these ideas, but you just can't, you know, break through to just be able to focus on them the way you want? And if you are feeling that way, hey, welcome to the club. Tell you, so here we are Monday morning. Things are starting to settle down. My household with the new baby. So last couple weeks, definitely been off track. You know, priorities have changed, you know, getting everything all settled in and enjoying it as much as I can, because of course there's a lot more things that are more important than work. Just that, you know, I have so many things that I got going. I mean, I have to work on all cylinders all the time. And I never really realized that until all that freedom. You know, my wife is so supportive. She lets me work my 15, 18 hour a day works, no hassles, no problems. She really respects and appreciates what I do for our family. So that's really important. I can tell you this, guys, if that has not always been the case as I, over the years, dating girlfriends, it's really important to, you know, find that person who can support your vision, support your dream, if you're going to make this happen, because you're going to want to be connected. You know, you're going to want to have a girlfriend, someone you care about. It's very important that you pick that person who really shares those values. And what you can do to make that happen, something that, you know, this is the part that I didn't realize when I was dating and working so hard and traveling and doing all those things, is I was very confident in what I was doing, that it was a great thing and it was worthwhile and noble and everything like that. I was really sold on that idea. What I really didn't focus on is what's in it for that other person. You know, what's in it for her? I just would look at myself, hey, I'm a great guy, I'm caring, I'm thoughtful. But really, all those things that I was doing is like, you know, what was in it for her? I didn't focus on communicating that. And I just thought it should be apparent. I didn't sell her girlfriends in the past on the dreams. Maybe there was a reason for that. Maybe I knew that, you know, they weren't the right people for me. Now, someone can see, wow, this guy's, you know, whatever his qualities are, and he's ambitious. Maybe they can say, wow, in the long term, this could be a great thing for my life, all right? But that takes a lot of vision on their part and a lot of hope that you're going to actually be that person for them in the future. And, you know, that's where I think I fell short. You know, and the reason why I'm even bringing this up is because one thing that I continually hear from, you know, guys like us who are really focused on their bodybuilding training, time in the gym, with their careers. Maybe they want to start a business and all the time involved, which, look, you are going to have to spend that time. If you think that you're going to build this outstanding life on 40 hours a week working at a job, I mean, that must be an incredible, well-paying job. But they don't make jobs that are going to just totally set you apart. I mean, if you think you're going to do that in 40 hours a week, you know, that's not going to happen, right? If you want a truly amazing, outstanding life, so you're going to have to work morning, noon, night, weekends. I think you've heard all that stuff before, but guys know that. They want to do that. They battle themselves to get themselves motivated to do that. And one thing that there's been a lot of complaints that people, guys like you, have asked me about, which, perfectly honest, I don't know how much I had handled, was finding that supportive mate. And how do you make that work? And like I said, being confident in what you do, being really sold on your vision, not wavering, like, oh, that sometimes this is the greatest thing in the world, my life is going to totally change. Hey, all this work I'm putting in, it's just awesome. It's chipping away at my dream. And then you go through periods of self-doubt, which we all do, right? Nobody knows 100% of the time that it's going to work out. The challenge is when you're not sold on your dream or vision and you let that, you can't keep it together. You can't stay poised. And then you are continually talking about your lack of confidence in your dream and your vision. If you can really do it, you're looking at your mate for support to pump you up to figure it out. You know, people go through their own things. They're trying to figure out their own life, let alone, you know, help you all the time get over your doubts in life that we all have, right? It's, you got to man up, keep that inside. This too shall pass, right? And show that confidence most of the time that this is going to work out. You show that confidence, it's a lot easier to find somebody who can believe in you too. If you don't believe in yourself, it's going to be very challenging to find somebody who believes in you more than you believe in yourself. So that's the first thing that you can do. And be consistent with your actions. You know, always be chipping away. I know you're going to have times that are more productive than others, right? But always be chipping away. Be as consistent as you can that you're not just all talk. Your action, right? Those are the things that, you know, I did really well. And that's taking care of yourself. But again, I think the challenge that I had is that the other person should just see, the other people in your life, they should just see how somehow this benefits them. Being in my presence, in my company, is somehow going to benefit them in the long run. You know, that was the mistake that I made. So, again, I hear this a lot when people, they can't find people to support their dream. They can't support their vision. What's in it for them? You know, don't assume that it should be obvious that they get to hang around such an awesome person. How is that going to help them? That's going to help you along the way, because I know you're not going to want to do this alone. You're not going to want to do this alone. So, new week. New set of goals, new challenges. What are you going to get done this week? Tell me one big thing that you're going to get done this week. You should definitely, at the beginning of the week, and I post this on my forum, my thread on bodybuilding.com. I do this every single week. Just tell me, what's one thing you're going to do? Now, just writing it out, if you're on the bodybuilding.com message board, go ahead and just post something there. You'll see that that's not what people do, but I continue to post it every single week. Because I just want you to think about it. Because it's just one thing that you can get done. Again, whether it's a 5-minute project or a 5-hour project, that can push everything aside, it chips away, and you get closer and closer to your goals. I have this one coaching client. As you know, I do these weekly phone consultations. And you know, one thing about my weekly one-on-one coaching, and, you know, you can look on my skiplacour.com website, click the link at the top, coaching, and you'll see my weekly one-on-one coaching. You know, that is something that I do. It's about all this mental toughness, this motivation, this consistency, the things that, you know, I share, these insights about life, about the whole journey. You know, I talk with people one-on-one for half an hour every week, and we just chip away. I remind them of what they are focused on. Sure, I have strategies to help them get there, use all my years of experience, but it's really about them stepping up every single week and not forgetting. And it really creates a lot of changes. A program that I am very passionate about. I like that one-on-one connection. Even though it's really not the best use of my time as far as a business, it's something I allow myself to do, and I do it really for me, even though I know it's not necessarily the most productive use of my time. And by the way, I'm now doing those on Sundays, where before I just did it one day a week. So if you're interested, go to my weekly one-on-one coaching at skiplacour.com and check that out. Well, you know, one thing that I talk about a lot, it's my new passion, is making this more than just muscles, making it about your, you know, man formation, knowing that you want to build muscle, lose body fat as a way of feeling great about yourself. And that's the avenue that you picked. And I can totally support that. That's what I continue to do. That's what I did for so many years, right? And I can definitely help you along that journey. More than that, I want to help you understand, you know, why you do the things you do and how to piece it together so that all that focus and dedication that you are willing to invest in your bodybuilding training doesn't cut off other options of other feelings and emotions and other ways to make yourself happy in life. Because I'll tell you, I hear that a lot. I see the trap that a lot of focus bodybuilders and fitness go into. And I just want to make you, you know, aware of other things that may be happening with all my experience, because I want a total overall quality of life. Because I could tell you this, when you gain that 10 pounds of muscle or you lose that 10 pounds of body fat and you're left alone, that all you've been doing is focusing on your body, you're going to have a couple choices. And I see this, you know, all the time, and I've seen it for years. What you're going to do is go, is this all there is? I thought all this muscle, you know, would make me happy. And then you're not going to want to do it anymore. Then you're going to go on this path of maybe finding the next thing to be quote unquote addicted to. All right. And hopefully it's a healthy addiction. Something that doesn't destroy your life, because you're looking for that happiness, that feeling that this muscle, building this muscle, and losing this body fat gives you. It's not about this physical appearance that you may think that it's all about. It's how it makes you feel. So you'll either, you know, quit this because it didn't deliver everything you hoped it would, right? Or what I see a lot are people really double down. They really dig in deep, where their whole world becomes their body, right? In the habits of eating every couple hours, going to the gym. I want more for you. I definitely understand the feeling, the addiction, everything you get from it. I want more for you. I have this one coaching client, and 19 years old. She's a bikini competitor. Very successful. You know, she just jumped right in there. She's got a dance background. And at 19 years old, she did 4 shows and was first, second, third, and I don't know, another second. So she's off to a great start, but she's had some challenges in her past, in her childhood. She has some child challenges going on, unfortunate things like her mother dying. You can imagine if you're 19 years old and your mother dies, her best friend. And not surprisingly to me, it's some of those things that when they happen to your life, you've find something that, you know, you can control. And it's that bodybuilding and training. And, you know, I had this one session with her, and a couple of things about it. What she's so willing to share her experience with you to help other people. And I'm just so impressed by that, because, you know, this one phone consultation that I did with her, I thought could help so many people, and she was willing to let you hear about it too. And so look for that. I'm going to post that because there's so many things that you can learn from it, whether or not, you know, you're a bikini competitor or not, whether your challenges were necessarily her challenges or were your challenges. There's a lot. There's a lot of assumptions that need for controlling her environment and her habits and getting other people to conform that had her make a lot of assumptions about other people, which, you know, I was telling her is may cut off your options. And you'll see here one segment of the phone consultation where she's saying, well, I just assume that this person, this was her coach, is just going to be fed up and leave me like everyone else has done in my life. All right. And so I really talked her through that. And I tell you, I've had follow-up, you know, consultations every week. I'm not exactly sure if she really grasped onto the message, which I totally understand. A lot of things that I'm telling you, they're not going to make sense to you until later, maybe years later. And that's okay. Because if you're thinking about it, you know, something I say a month from now or 6 months from now or 2 years from now, that means you know it's something that you need to address. You just don't know where or how to make sense of it. Because the things that don't apply to you, you just let them slip through. And I know that feeling myself. There are so many lessons that I've learned in life that I had a coach or a mentor or somebody I respect, somebody I went to who gave me some advice, and it just didn't sit well with me. And 5 years later, I don't know, 10 years later, I know exactly what they're talking about. And I can take action with that knowledge, that insight they shared with me, you know, even though I wish I would have understood, you know, 5 years before. But that's okay. And I know there's a lot of things that I'm telling you. One great thing about my weekly one-on-one phone consultations, my coaching services, is that the whole conversation every week is recorded. You know, I have this system where it's set up where, you know, you control it, you record the conversation, the email of the conversation gets sent to you, and I have you, you know, keep a file of every conversation. I have you date it, put it in a file. And, you know, I realize we're all busy, and you just went through an hour, half hour phone consultation with me, that you're not always going to just rush back and listen to it. The great thing is that you will always have it. It will be on your computer. And this is going to be what she's allowed me to share with you. Like I said, very courageous of her. This is something that she can learn from for years to come. If she were to listen to this 3 years from now, it'd bring on more meaning. But I think her experience in a lot of ways is our experience. We who are really dedicated to this bodybuilding and training, especially if you feel that you're disconnected from other people, it'll give you a different perspective of maybe why that's happening and what you can do with this new perspective on how to get what you want, that body, that muscle, lose that body fat, go for your passion, and have other people to enrich your life, that connection that you want. That you're thinking, well, I just can't find the right people. Maybe there's some things that you can do with a different perspective to make that happen. That's what I want for you. That's what I really want for you. Those are some things that I can look back now, and I didn't have somebody like me who totally gave their life to bodybuilding and training and then kind of was feeling that disconnect from the world, feeling like I didn't fit in, that people didn't understand, yet at the same time wanting that connection. But being disciplined, and I believed in myself enough where I just kept on saying, well, it will eventually come, and, you know, I'm doing the right thing. You know, I'll just tell you this. It's the way you're thinking and taking action and your beliefs about how this is all supposed to work and how what other people's role is. That's what is creating this. It's not because you train and you go to the gym all the time. I know that's what it looks on the surface, and I know you've probably had people who have directly told you this is why it's happening. I'm here to tell you it's not. And this phone consultation that I'm going to share with you, I'm going to get that done, put that on my list of all the things to do. It will share some insight. And I want to hear your feedback when I post that. All right. I really think that this will give you a lot of insight with maybe you're going through when you want that connection. All right. So look forward to that. So until tomorrow, or maybe I'll connect with you on Facebook or Twitter on the bodybuilding.com message board. Have a great day, and we'll talk again tomorrow.